USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Events are being held across America on Monday honoring Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Dr. Contessa Bryant with the New World School of Arts in Miami says everyone can participate in this year's Day of Service.
You don't have to have a college degree to serve. You don't have to make your subject and verb agree to serve. You only need a heart full of grace and a soul generated by love.
Republican President Ronald Reagan signed legislation in 1983 declaring the third Monday in January a federal holiday honoring the civil rights activist who was assassinated in Memphis in 1968. Dr. Anthony Fauci says it's still too soon to say whether the Omicron COVID variant will be the final wave of the pandemic. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Well, you've heard me talk about Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and how his pillow's given me a great night's sleep. He continues to roll out new offers on his products. His latest on the towel sets. Now, towels aren't something you think about. I never knew what I was missing until I tried the towels last year. You've all helped build MyPillow into the incredible company it is today, and trust in Mike Lindell has given you a better night's sleep. Mike's now changing the game with a six-piece towel set, USA cotton, extremely absorbent, yet still providing that soft feel you look for in a towel. Two bath, two hand towels, two washcloths for a limited time, $39.95 using our promo code USA. It retails for over $100. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use this promo code USA to get this price of $39.99 on the towels, or call 1-800-951-8175.
Earth is expecting a close encounter with a giant asteroid on Tuesday. From the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau, Lance Pry has a story.
An asteroid the size of the Empire State Building is expected to fly past Earth this week. NASA has classified the huge space rock as potentially hazardous. Asteroid 7482 is a little over a half mile wide and, like I said, around the size of the Empire State Building, and has been tracked by NASA scientists since it was discovered by astronomer R.H. McNutt. It will fly by Earth tomorrow at 43,754 miles per hour. To watch it pass by Earth, anyone with a backyard telescope of about 6 inches or bigger in diameter should be able to see it. 7482 orbits the sun every 1.5 years.
Nearly 6 years after Prince died of an overdose, his $156 million estate is being divided equally among his three heirs and a New York music company. USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
Democrats in Congress have begun talks on another round of coronavirus relief, which they plan to set aside for restaurants, gyms, and performance venues as the Omicron variant of coronavirus continues to spread. Iowa Congresswoman Ashley Hinson joins Fox Business Network and says there should not be another round of payments.
Before we spend another dime, I think it's time Democrats live in the universe that we're all living in, which is that everything costs more and you continue to pump more money into the economy. This is exactly the impact it's having. Inflation is a tax on working Americans.
Fans of the late Betty White are taking part in a challenge to help animal shelters in honor of her birthday. The Betty White Challenge encourages people to donate $5 to local animal shelters today, which would have marked the late actress and comedian's 100th birthday. White was a well-known animal lover and advocate who founded the Betty White Wildlife Fund in 2010. Federal legislation is being drawn up in the aftermath of the recent Bronx fire where 17 people died. New York Senator Kirsten Gillibrand and Congressman Richie Torres are working on a bill that will require heating sensors in federally funded or regulated public housing buildings. The Democratic lawmaker is saying when heat is low, it entices folks to use dangerous space heaters, which caused the January 9th fire. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.